Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When I think of having to withdraw from an erring brother or sister, especially if it is someone I have known and loved, my heart is sad. Yet I know it has to be done if we have any concern for the word of the Lord. If we believe, we must obey the Lord's commandments. We cannot pick and choose which commandments we shall honor. Since withdrawal from unfaithful Christians is the command of the Lord, we must do exactly what He says do, in the way He says do it. The Apostle Paul wrote, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together with my Spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan." 1 Corinthians 5:4-5. Paul lists several purposes for disfellowshipping an erring brother or sister. I shall discuss only one of them in our brief lesson today. Paul commanded the church at Corinth to deliver the incestuous brother to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:5. If a brother is guilty of incest and will not repent, we know what his eternal destiny will be. Paul could not have made that truth plainer. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. The word fornicator in this passage includes the incestuous person. 1 Corinthians 5:1. If the incestuous person does not repent, his soul will be lost. If we are truly concerned about the eternal welfare of our brothers and sisters, we will do all within our power, including withdrawing fellowship, to reclaim them for the kingdom of God. Paul's use of the expression, "the destruction of the flesh," does not mean killing or physically punishing ungodly church members. The phrase has to refer to putting to death fleshly appetites and immoral behavior. 3:5. The Apostle John wrote, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever." 1 John 2:15-17. We cannot continue to commit adultery, to get drunk, and to engage in other forbidden activities and expect to go to heaven. So we must help our unfaithful brothers and sisters to overcome their fleshly appetites, even if that means having to withdraw fellowship. The ultimate goal of all Christians should be to inherit eternal life. That means we must help our fellow men to go to heaven too. Jesus told his disciples, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." 19:10. If we fail to reach heaven at the end of our journey, nothing in this life will have had any meaning. And so far as our souls are concerned, our Lord would have died in vain. If it takes withdrawal of fellowship to awaken persons to the seriousness of their sins, we must do it to save them and to save ourselves. Long before Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, Cain asked the Lord, "Am I my brother's keeper?" 4:9. The implication was that he was not his brother's keeper. However, the Bible, almost from beginning to end, stresses our responsibilities to others. The Apostle John wrote, "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not do righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother." Thank you very much, and may God bless you.